Over the past decade, 82,000 firearms have been reported stolen or lost in Florida. Where do they end up? A recent investigation by the Tampa Bay Times and Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting has found that few are ever recovered. WUSF's Mary Shedden spoke with reporter Laura Morrill, who says one reason they go missing is that legal firearms are stolen from unlocked cars.
There have been cases where these guns have actually been found at crime scenes. They've been used in some murders, including in the Tampa Bay area. They've been found on drug dealers and on convicted felons who can't legally own a firearm. I actually also looked at the issue of gunshot break-ins. In the last year and a half, there have been a lot of news reports about gunshot burglaries throughout the state. I wanted to look at that a little bit more closely, and I was able to look through police reports for about 20 of these kinds of burglaries and found that the security measures at these businesses is really inconsistent. There are places that are really doing their best to make sure that they're securing their guns overnight by putting them in safes, but then there are other businesses who aren't and don't even have video surveillance.
Your story found that many of the stolen guns are coming from unlocked cars.
There are people who leave their guns in cars. They take them with them, obviously, for protection. But then at the end of the day, when they get home or when they're pulling into work, they forget to lock their car. I was able to get a hold of some data for a few agencies around the state. And in Jacksonville, there were 1,046 guns that were taken just from unsecured cars in 2 years.
The city of Jacksonville, actually, one of the guns stolen there, has a really tragic connection to Tampa Bay area.
In August of 2014, there was a burglary report. There were a couple of teens who were checking door handles, again, for unlocked cars. They rummaged through three or four different cars, and out of a Honda Accord, they took a 40 caliber Glock pistol. 4 months passed, 200 miles away, somehow crossed the state, made it into Tarpon Springs. And on December 21st of 2014, Officer Charles Kondek is responding to a noise complaint at an apartment building. When he gets there, there is a man who is waving a gun and sees Kondek and shoots him. Officers were able to determine that 40 caliber Glock pistol was the one taken from the unlocked car in Jacksonville.
And you spoke with his family.
So Teresa Kondek, she's focusing more on her family and her husband's legacy, making sure that people remember him and what he did for the Tarpon Springs community. Kondek's father, Charles Kondek, who lives in Pasco County, throughout the course of my reporting told me that he hopes that this will be a lesson for people who are gun owners to be more responsible with their guns.
You mentioned that gun shops are an easy target for a lot of criminals.
I was able to tell that the largest break-ins, the ones that resulted in at least 10 stolen guns, happened across Central Florida. So we're talking Polk County, we're talking Orange County. We had some here in Hillsborough County as well, and even in Pasco in the last year and a half.
One group that did not speak in your story was the NRA, the National Rifle Association. This is a story about legally obtained guns getting into the hands of bad people. Did they give any reason why they didn't want to speak for this story?
The NRA did not necessarily give me an exact reason as to why they wouldn't talk to me. But I do know that there are other organizations who are trying to make sure that gun shop owners and gun owners are careful and are responsible. And of course, local law enforcement agencies have been definitely making that push to get the message out to the community that they should make sure that their guns are secured in safes, that they should make sure they lock their cars, which is the main driver in a lot of this. So there are other places that are kind of taking that initiative.
Laura Morrill from the Tampa Bay Times, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.